great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission on this very day, the 19th day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. We are in Rome, the capital of Italy. The time now is 2.5 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening, 2.5 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafraland, 2.5 minutes past the same time in London, where we are based. This very day of infamy, this day that the gauntlet has been thrown down to us to see what we can do, on a day that we report Boko Haram, Hausa, Fulani, jihadist insurgency has landed in our land. They have come to our land to kill us. They have successfully detonated a bomb in Enugu. And that is a challenge to us, which we must meet head on. We are not going to say that we will respond. We are not going to say to them that nobody has a monopoly over violence. We must go to these people and give them exactly what they're looking for. We must confront them. And for that reason, I will cut short my trip all around the world to return to Enugu to coordinate an effective response against these people. We can't allow this rubbish to continue. This type of nonsense cannot be allowed to happen in our land. We don't care those who are with us. We don't care about those who are against us. One thing is certain, if you have been anointed a Biafran, now is the time to stand up and be counted. They have brought the war to us. So we now have every reason to destroy the zoo. They have stood idly by as they have bombed our place. We are not Yoruba people. We are not cowards, and we cannot afford to show cowardice. Everybody who is a volunteer, everybody that thinks they know what they can do to achieve a very swift success against our enemies, they must do so now. Hausa Fulani bombed Enugu today. That is our land. That is where we come from. That is the land of our people. They have killed us before between 67 and 70 with the help of the British on our soil. Now they have come without provocation. They have come to bring Islam to us by force. Hausa Fulani people think that you are cowards. That is why they have set off a bomb in Enugu. They think they can kill you. They can kill your mothers, your fathers, your sisters, and your brothers, and you will do nothing. They have compromised on Hanese. And for that reason, they think that we are all cowards, we can't do anything. But they have gotten it very, very wrong. Now we have every justification to meet them wherever we find them. And that is what we're going to do. In the coming weeks and months, we'll respond to them appropriately. There will be retaliation. We must retaliate. I am cutting down my trip all around the world to go back home. We must meet our enemies wherever we find them. Most of you don't know who we are. We are about to show you. We have nothing. Most of you don't contribute to what we are doing. But there is God. Somehow, Chukwu Abiama is aware of our plight. They have brought this war to us. We must meet them. Now I want to know those who are born Biafrans, those who converted to Biafra, and those who are the products of Hausa Fulani men. That time has come. They have brought this war to us. They have killed us today in our own land. All the killings in Kanu, all the killings in Maiduguri, all the killings in Adamawa, the one in Yobe is not enough. All the killings in Madala, all the killings in Sokoto, everywhere we are in the Zoological Republic, especially in the Mohammedan Emirate of the North, they keep killing us. Now they have come to Enugu. They got it so wrong. Now we have the indigenous people of Biafra. And we are going to meet them wherever we find them. This is the last we'll speak of it. My trip must be cut short, that we may go home to organize ourselves to meet these people. They are bastards. They came to Enugu. When I tell you people about compromise, you don't listen very carefully. Once you start compromising, your enemies will look down upon you. That is exactly what Ohanaeze did. That is exactly what Ozulike did. That is why this insult is happening. They killed 3.5 million of us. That wasn't enough. 3.5 million. That wasn't enough. They have come to kill us again. And what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? Nothing. Nothing. But we are going to do something about it. Soon, not later. Very soon. Because today, Britain, United States of America, everybody in the world, they have heard about this. That Hausa Fulani Boko Haram came to Biafra land and bombed us in Biafra land, killing children. This is the worst insult I've ever encountered in my life. If we fail to redeem ourselves here, I will personally pray to Chukwu Abiyama to destroy everybody who is Igbo, Ibibio, Efike, John, Ishekiri, and Urobo. Not to show mercy. Because then we would have forfeited our right to be referred to or known as men. If you are a man, now is the time to show it. This is Radio Biafra. A very sad day indeed. A very sad Saturday indeed. Very sad. They have come to our land to kill us. Unpardonable. Unpardonable. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you. It's not a good day to welcome anyone at all, but we also welcome you. Because here, as we said before, this very gospel will be spread to the all ends of the earth. It's quite befitting that we're in Rome. The same place they call the Eternal City. We are here to preach the eternal gospel that will restore Biafra to its rightful position. You can receive Radio Biafra because we are on satellite. We are also online. Radio Biafra can be used if you have a smartphone, a tablet, a laptop, a mainframe computer, or a decoder. You will receive Radio Biafra. You will. From this very hall in Rome to all the ends of the earth, our voice will be heard this very night. Humanity will be reminded of the obligation which I owe personally to the 3.5 million that died. Today we have added more people to it. We must destroy the zoo. This is an act of provocation. This is an act of cowardice of unqualifiable magnitude. We can't allow them to succeed. This is the time to be strong. Very, very strong. Our lines will open. We shall take the calls of people calling us. And the number here in Rome, please. The code for Rome is +39. Is that correct? The international code for Rome is +39. Therefore, the number with which you can get hold of us this evening here in Rome is +39 324 982 0191. I repeat, +39 324 982 0191. There are people that doubt our resolve. Some people came into this movement after 2-3 weeks. They become a household name. They graduate into gossiping. They graduate into trying to foment one trouble or the other. As they come, we deal with them. Regardless of who you are. One strike and you're out. We are not going to carry dead weights along this very journey. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the grace of God, Chukwu Abiyama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. As I ask you to tune into Radio Biafra, you must also ask other people to join us as well. On a day like this, a day of infamy, that Hausa Fulani Boko Haram bombed Enugu. People in APC, they bombed Enugu. These are the people that went and formed pro-Biafra movement to dab you down and assuage your feelings. How is that people are playing with your brains? You don't know it. In front of you, they go using Reuters or Crosses to go and form Biafra movement. Some of you go and join them. God will punish anybody who is in that very group with them. Belie Human Rights Initiative. God will punish all of them. This is what they have brought to our land. APC is the sponsor of Boko Haram. That is the news as of today. They allowed these people to use the name of Biafra to disgrace themselves and not us. If you're a Biafran, we're about to know. We need weapons. They have come to kill us now at Enugu. Maybe some of you are not from Enugu, or those listening. You are waiting when it gets to your village. Enugu is being overrun. We are not going to defend Enugu with bare hands. I started warning about this thing since 2009. I told you that Hausa Fulani, they know how weak we are, and that they will strike us at any moment. It has happened now. Everything we tell you on Radio Biafra is gospel. Gospel. It always comes to pass. That is why we ask you to listen. That is why we ask you to participate in what we are doing. And that is why we let you know that without you, you will have no village to go back to. Boko Haram will overrun it. You can't go anywhere else. Maybe for some of us, that would be good news, because that means we can claim asylum and remain abroad forever. That also betrays the fact that you are not one of us. When our lines open this evening, people will speak their mind. We want people to be very constructive. Tell us how we are going to get weapons to defeat Boko Haram. Somebody said I should have announced it when I got to Zurich Airport, so that they will all come out. Or is it Geneva? We are here now. If you don't want to say it on air, you can speak to us immediately after this broadcast. On a day that has long been coming, I was warning Ohaneze. I warned Wazurike that this was going to happen. But because they are all compromised, they have taken money from Nigeria, so they cannot speak anymore. That is why today, with a lot of shame, I announce that Enugu has been bombed by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. Those few Biafrans left must come with me. We will go and meet our enemies wherever we find them. Wherever we find them. I don't know if there are men left. Now is the time to prove it for a man. Shame. Shame on us. We have let ourselves down. Boko Haram had the temerity to come to Enugu to bomb Enugu, saying to you, what can you do? Our response has to be proportionate to what they have done. I'm not asking you to do something I wouldn't do. I am returning home in the next few days. I'm going to Enugu to make sure we coordinate an effective response against these people. This is madness. When our lines open for people to speak, we are also on Skype, we are on Viber, we are on Tango. You will call us, we will take your call. I don't know what to say anymore. But I welcome each and every one of you here in this hall this evening and all over the world. There is no continent, no country, no city, no town that is not hearing Radio Biafra this minute. The whole world listens to Radio Biafra. Because here we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I flew in from Prague in the Czech Republic not too long ago. I'll be here for a few days, and I'll proceed to the Middle East to tell you the same thing I told them, and I'm going to tell them, that we need weapons. You will go out and mobilize your people. Tell them that Enugu has been bombed. Anybody sleeping before should wake up. If they do not wake up, that means they're not part of us. They're not Biafrans. In which case, we shouldn't bother with them. Our hands are clean. There is no way that Chukwu Abiyama will not bless this very noble enterprise that he himself instituted. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you. We will not hesitate. We'll start with our national here. Michael Irania, and all our principal officers. If all of you cannot speak at the same time, then you wait after the news headlines and summary. You introduce yourself and then you'll be able to speak. But for now, please, you pick up the phone, microphone rather, introduce yourself, your name and where you come from. Mine is Nnamdi Kanu from Isiama Faruku Ibeku. That's where I come from. The place where you have Golden Guinea. The compound where you have Ojukwu Bunker. It's Okpulishiokwe, where I come from. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Good day and good night, fellow Biafrans all over the world, wherever you are. My name is Michael Irania. I am from Itu, isn't it, in Mbise, Biafra land. Director, I'm very, very happy to welcome you today, and the people of Italy are very, very happy to welcome you here today. We are the indigenous people of Biafra here in Italy. We welcome you February this year. And being what you can do and what we observe that you will do, that is why we're eager to welcome you again here in Italy. We are not going back. The people of Italy are solidly behind the Biafrans all over the world. We can never disappoint. And I thank the Roman people that are here today. Good evening to everyone. Once again, my name is Michael Irania from Itu, Ezinite, in Biafra land. No retreat, no surrender. Nigeria have done me bad, and I must see to the end. Even if at all I will die for it, I will like it. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much. Please, the next person, please. The next person.
Good evening, Biafrans. Good evening, my fellow coordinators. Good evening, Director. You are welcome back to Italy once again.
Thank you.
My name is Rumen Festo Sunoka. I am the coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in Verona. I'm here in Roma today to welcome our director once here again in Italy. And I will use this opportunity to welcome our brothers and sisters wherever they are listening to the voice of Indigenous People of Biafra. I say may God bless you all. You are all welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all Biafrans around the world. My name is Nzeri Benhanya Lawrence. I hail from Omonachi Nkwere in Biafra land. And by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, I am the National Secretary of Biafrans here in Italy. Honorable Director, I thank you for visiting us once again.
Thank
you. We have gone beyond our pains and more. And it's time for us to forge ahead with what we have in mind. They have gone beyond reach and we cannot just keep quiet. Thank you once again for visiting us.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, next person, please. Next person.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world and friends of Biafrans all over the world. My name is Oke Ewenike. I'm from Oke Titi in the Idemili South local government area of Anambra State in Biafra land. I welcome all of you to this wonderful edition of broadcast this evening from Rome. Director, once again, we welcome you to Rome. And Italy, indeed. This is your second missionary journey to Rome, just like St. Paul and the Apostle did. You are repeating it once again in Rome. And I want to believe and agree that all Biafrans in Rome, none of them will say that they didn't hear this very message. If you don't hear it in his first missionary journey, you must have heard it also in this second missionary journey. There is no excuse. Once again, I thank all of you that are present in this very hall tonight. May our God, Chukwuabiama, strengthen us as we move forward to bring the kingdom of God on earth, the sovereign state of Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Ike Wenike. I hail from Ata in Imo State, Biafra land. Director, it's my honor today to welcome you to Rome.
Thank you.
And fellow Biafrans, I should by my habit. I happen to be the Secretary General of the indigenous people of Biafra in Rome. Today, Director is back with us again, and there are nothing we have to offer you because Chukwuabiama have already given you the greatest gift which Solomon asked from him, which is wisdom, and other things will follow it. May he continue to bless you, give you the strength to continue to remind our people that we need to be free. Whoever they said you should be free is not a curse. Wake up, Wanne. Ketan Nora. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Director, I want to welcome you once again to Italy, especially in Rome.
Thank you.
Fellow Biafrans all over the earth, wherever you are, my name is Oliver Chinweze. I am from Umu Eri in Anambra. I welcome you once again to this very great gathering. As our brother has said, this is the second missionary journey to Rome. This gospel is for you to hear it and work on it, or it becomes a damnation to you. That is what the Bible said. Either you believe it, or it becomes a damnation, because you cannot deny you haven't heard this gospel. It is no more a joke what is happening in our place. Director, we welcome you once again, and we congratulate your effort towards this struggle. And for once again, we must regain our land back, comparing to what is happening today. Without saying too much, let me hand over the microphone. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening. Good morning. Good night. All people, indigenous people of Biafra in the whole world. My name is Romanus Ogro from Izi, Biafra land. Nothing more. Director, we are welcoming you back again. And this is the last time for you to come here in Italy to gospel. We are going home.
Exactly.
Boko Haram, Fulani, Rocha Sokorocha, Martin Elechi, Peter Obi, and the rest of the cowardities, the educated fools around us. Wait for us, we are coming back home. God will punish all of you. In fact, Chukwuabiama is with us. Director, keep on.
Thank you.
God is behind you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, all fellow Biafra friends. Once again, we want to welcome you to Rome. My name is A.K. Collins, and part of the Roma Lazio region. Director, we are so happy to receive you once again.
Thank you.
And we have been praying for you because that is the greatest gift we can give to you for God's protection. Chukwuabiama will always protect you, and no harm will always will happen to you.
Yes, sir.
My dear brothers, we want to call you all to wake up. It's time to wake up. I said this last time our director came here, that we are more than old enough to go home, and we see ourselves still suffering, struggling in a foreign land. And Italian will say, vai a tuo paese, and you'll be mocking at them. Please, come out. Only by standing in unity and in love, God will give us that land. Only by standing in unity and love, God will give us that land. Because he says in Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. And that is where the love of God flows and every blessing is given. It's only in true unity and love. So as you come tonight, I say, may God guide all of you and give you the spirit to realize that it is time to go home. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello. Good evening, all.
Good evening.
My name is Ndubuze Matthew. I'm from Joyimobi, in Uguta, Alujie of Imo State. And by the special grace of God, I am the coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra in Viterbo. Director, once again, you are welcome. We are very delighted to have you in our midst. Thank you very much. Let me use this opportunity also to thank our national coordinator and all core coordinators that are here this night. You are all welcome. And for all Biafrans around the world, please, may God continue to guide and protect you. Stay tuned. Good night. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Director, and good evening, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Ezebiro Norma Stella. I'm from Montega, in Isi Alangwa, not local government area of Abia. In a special way, I want to welcome Director for his second missionary journey in Italy. In a special way again, I want to use this opportunity to tell our fellow Biafrans that today, personally, I don't see anything good about today. Because today is a day they have bombed us once again. They have been bombing us in the north, so that one is a separate thing. But today, in our own land, I don't see anything good about today. So, wherever you are, if you may think that today is good, for me, it's not good. And for anybody that calls himself or herself a Biafran, it's not a good day today. So, in a special way, I want to welcome all of us here and all the Biafrans all over the world. Please, stay tuned and listen, for we have a lot to give you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Next person, please. Next person. Please. Go ahead.
Good evening, indigenous people of Biafra. Director, good evening.
Good evening.
You are highly welcome.
Thank you.
No. This is my first time to see you, Director. I love to see you. My name is Shedrack Chukwubi Kenwavo from Nenwe in Enugu Biafra land, the PRO of indigenous people here in Roma Lazio.
Thank you.
You're highly welcome.
Thank you.
I thank you, my fellow Biafran, who come here to join us to get all the PRO and the national coordinator and coordinators. You are highly welcome. If you know you come new, you continue coming with us, join us, moving together with us. Biafra have been exist before I born. My father died because of Biafran. My relations, some carried gunshot by Nigerian Boko Haram peoples. You know, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram Olugaki, as you know it. So, it's not a new thing to us. Let us support Biafra movement. It's not supporting by talk, but it's to support Biafran to go by our money and whatever you have. If you know that you can provide ammunition for we to go and defend our land, let us do it today. Whatever you have to support, support us. We need your support. We need all indigenous people in here in Roma Lazio. Whether you're doing business, whatever you do, we don't care. So far you know that you're born of Biafra, you support us with your money. If you know you don't have your time to follow us, give us our right and continue your way. When Biafra go, we know that you are with us. And thank you, everybody that is here. May Chukwu Abioma guide you and protect Director as he go everywhere to coordinate us in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Who has something to say, please? Go ahead.
Good evening, Director. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Injiri Bakopayos. I hail from Umekpere Akabo in Abazu local government, in Abazu, in the Kedu local government of Imo State. My fellow Biafrans, I'm using this opportunity to welcome you all. This time is not time of talking. We need action. What we need now is action. We can't sit down and fold our hands and watch the whole world killing our people over there. We need action. I'm using this opportunity today. Director, you're welcome once again.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, please. Owendie Ogunatueba.
You're welcome, Director.
Thank you.
And good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Thank you for being around this evening to listen to us from Roma, Lazio, Italy. My name is Ogulonuche Debere Samuel. I come from Ami Ahabi Menyi in Isukwato local government in Biafra land. Thank you for being with us this evening. Just like my brothers that have said, we have not come here just to make fun of ourselves. We have come for a serious business. And as you have heard it, the director have said that they have bombed us in our homeland. This time I want us to wake up from our slumber so that we can now put heads together and carry out this march together with one love and one heart. I welcome you once again as you stay tuned as we go on. Thank you and God bless us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good morning. Good day, all Biafrans, all parts of the world. I am Dr. Cornelius Chima Ogbonna from Nkume, Imo State, land of Biafra. By the grace of God, I was an ex-soldier, former Biafra. So we fought with Ojukwu, the late Ojukwu. So please, the gospel you preach is fine for all these brothers that are in the north. Some of them have mansions there, so they don't want to leave it to come home. So they will die with it there if they don't want to compromise. And it happened that many outside people are in Owerri, selling dollar and everything. But they don't even have apartments. What more building their own? When it's raining, they will go to a shelter. When it's sun, they sleep on the road. Then carry their money in the pocket. But our people will leave their land and go to north. Develop everywhere there. Go to Lagos. Anywhere that you see that is developed is Igbo man, the Biafra indigenous. So it's a shameful thing on us. Then majority of people we are seeing here, they are Biafrans. You can't see how someone in this country. Or Yorubas are few. So if our country is good, if our Biafra is good, we will not be here. I finished school since 1986. I'm still here because I'm a Biafran. So by the grace of God, please preach your gospel. And I'm happy to hear from you because this is the first time. So God will bless you. And I plead that you get a strong heart because deceivers are many. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He's a veteran.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Barrister Chris Chikwe Agunenye. I'm from Omona in Olo local government area of Imo State in Biafran land. I want to use this opportunity to express my happiness for this wonderful opportunity to be here this evening to meet with the director of Radio Biafra. I've been hearing about this struggle by different groups, but I've always shown apathy to their gospel. But after assessing the manifesto of the director of Radio Biafra, and studying his modus operandi of this movement, I decided to throw my weight, my 100% weight, behind this struggle.
Wonderful.
So I want to use this opportunity to assure him that we'll be behind him. Anything we can do, financial support, moral support, until this we get to our Eldorado. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, all over the parts of the world. And good evening, Mr. Director.
Thank you. If you can speak to the microphone, hold it closer to your mouth. Yeah, go ahead.
I am Opara Uzoma from Ikedru, Owerri, the land of Biafra. Now, actually, we have been saying, talking about Boko Haram killing and this thing, but how do we stop the Boko Haram from killing? We can't be preaching those gospel, but it's our time actually to retaliate. Fire to fire, devil to devil. That's the only way to solve problems. As it was said before, they want our money, not our prosperity. He that wants your money, not our prosperity, is a big enemy. Therefore, since they don't want our prosperity, it is the time for us to technically destroy them any way possible. If intense, even our own local bombs can solve the problem. Through infiltration of the Boko Haram, we can infiltrate. We know the technical system to infiltrate. We don't need to wait for them until they kill all of us or kill our parents, our children, our brothers and sisters. This is the time for us to react, to go with fire to fire. Fellow Biafrans all over the world, wherever you are, mobilize yourself and face them and destroy them. This is what the Israelites or the Palestinians are doing with Israelites, and this is what the Israelites are doing with the Palestinians, and this is what the Arabs are doing with other nationalities that they term to be their enemy. Henceforth, it is also our own responsibility to follow them and pay them with the same coins. Thank you, fellow Biafrans. I'm okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Director, I highly welcome you.
Thank you.
My name is Uche Paulinus Asuonye. I'm from Idato South, Imo State. Director, I'm very happy to see you. Director, I'm so glad to see you, Director. I'll give you the name, Ugebaija Honso. This name I call you, Director. Thank you, my fellow Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafra. I greet every one of us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Director, I greet you.
Thank you.
You are welcome once again.
Thank you very much.
Igbo. Mgbe mbatara ebe a, obi juru m afọ. Kekuchara okwu. This was the anyway, afọ m wabu Ndubuisi on Igbo from Umuze, Urumba South Local Government. Ikunu, ndị Biafra, ana m akwụsị ka mmadụ niile wake up. Ọgụ bịara dịka ọrụ ha lụrụ onye ụjọ. Mbe ka a na-ahụ ka anyị gosi onwe anyị na otu gị aka, biko.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Biafra. My name is Chijoke Nechi. I'm from Umuwere Agulu, Anocha Local Government. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, dear friends all over the world. My name is Michael Shinoso from Amoy Ebenato, Osun Local Government, Imo State. We members of Biafra in Rome, we welcome you, Director. Once again, may God continue to guide you as you continue to preach the gospel, this good news.
Isse.
Thank you, everybody.
Isse. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafra. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Solusimeko Budefuna from Umuatiogu Okeja in Biafra land. Director, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow brethren all over the world. My name is Chukwunoso Eluma. I'm from Ozara in Oru West Energy Imo State. That's your welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafra. Yeah. You're welcome. May God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My name is Pastor Elia Abai Ikema from Abreba, Biafran land, Amogudu in Abreba. I'm happy to be here in Rome, capital of Italy. And I want to tell every Biafra all over the world to rise up for Biafra, whether you are a pastor or not. Some people say it's not time to build the house of the Lord, but it's time to build Biafra. And it is woe unto you, a curse unto you, if you not arise to fight against Boko Haram and all the people who are fighting against Biafra. Remember what happened last time? And I pray the Lord will be with us and guide us to have a victory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So that God bless and bless every one of us here in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
First of all, I appreciate God Almighty, Chukwu Abiama, on behalf of our director, Nandekano. My name is Steve Williams, Zonal Coordinator of Udine. I came from Owa, in a Zag local government area in Enugu State, Biafra land. In all this, I want to remind many of us that enough is enough. And I want to say it open and clear that we try our best by giving the northern part of Nigeria many years to stay together with them. I can say maybe we gave them 100. They refuse. And if we manage to give them 50 now, they cannot accept it. So what we desire and what we need is that we don't want to have their friendship anymore. Please pardon me for my English, because Britain caused my problem, because I could not make it by going to school because of too many things involved. But what I will ask is, Britain coming to fight us again with the Northerners, I believe Chukwu Abiama will not allow them to do so. And not only that, my fellow people, my fellow brothers here, we sang on Udo Nabanoso. And if you say you don't know your father, try to know your mother by giving her one thing to remind her that she's your mother. So I want us to know that the problem is in, not coming, but is in. We have to defend our fatherland. Many of us scatter all over the world. And in this case, if we continue this way, I don't think we have chance. This is time to go. Don't ask whether you are going to join us or not. This is the time to join us anywhere you are. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I think what we may have to do is to two more people and then our coordinator for Rome, and then we go and bring the news headlines and summary. Then after that, we continue. Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow citizen of Biafra. My name is Thomas Anyanwu. I'm from Mbisa, Imo State, Biafra. This is my first time of being in your mix, because what happened in the past, my cousin was jailed because of this Biafra during the time of Wazirike. Later, Wazirike gave up. So that is why I'm not being in your midst for long. But today I'm here because I'm a citizen of Biafra. I like being an action. Not talking. At the end, zero. Even I advise each and every one of us here to start from our families, where we are coming from, beginning to phone them, tell them what we are doing, tell them that we told another people. So all the way Biafra, we unite together. Let be no fear. Let be truthful. Let be transparent. With it, we will achieve all we have. May God bless us all in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes, go ahead. And then we're going to bring news headlines.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Good evening, Director Nnamdi Kanu of Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
In fact, it's my pleasure that after 4 months, 5 months, you are back to Rome.
Yes.
In fact, I have nothing to measure the enthusiasm that I have seeing you once again. You are highly welcome. I have a little speech to those that are here and for us to listen attentively. I will say good evening to the Biafrans all over the world, the board of directors, and the national coordinators that are here. Director, I don't know if you will permit me.
Yes, go ahead.
To read
address. It won't take long, would it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
To start with, my name is Anthony Mokunye, the coordinator of Roma Lazio here in Italy. I hail from Onitsuba in Anioma local government. Anocha local government area in Delta State, and by the special grace of God, Anioma State. You are all welcome to this palatable occasion. Your Excellency and Director of Radio Biafra Nnamdi Kanu, Your Excellency Mike Iranya, National Coordinator, Italy, the National Officers, Your Majesty and Highness, my regional coordinators, sub-regional coordinators, my Lord Spiritual and Temporal and distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I deem it a great honor and privilege to be saddled with this responsibility of welcoming you all to this, our annual conference here in Rome. The annual national conference, suppose, is one of the greatest events which is conducted yearly to foster peace, unity, progress, and prosperity. More importantly, to showcase the administrative capability to showcase the administrative capability to all members and organs of indigenous people of Biafra. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, and let me explore this very opportunity to bring in to your notice that this is type of event like this, inaugurations of the IPO, Indigenous People of Biafra, the 30th May, and this ongoing today's event in Rome is purely the initiatives of the present executive members of Indigenous People of Biafra, and the reasons we did it was to show the Biafra people that the hope for Biafra is still alive, and that nothing shall quench the aspiration of the Biafra people to be independent. That independence here has been resurrected. So the Biafra flag must be raised here in Rome. We promise to always update the national body financially and otherwise as soon as possible, and nothing can ever remain the same anymore. And we are always ready to lay all hands on deck to lift the beautiful color of the Biafran land, the rising sun, and the land of hope. May God bless and grace the able of those who work with great enthusiasm to move the struggle forward. We crave this indulgency of all present to join hands with all amicable spirit in making success and memorable Republic of Biafra. I want to sincerely use this opportunity to thank my humble wife, Mrs. Lola Vera Osazua Mokunye, who has immensely supported me in this struggle. I say, may God give you the fortitude to continue this struggle until Biafra comes. As it is said in Igbo dialect, na owa na chon ndi oma. May God Almighty lead each and every one of us safely to our various destinations when we shall be going back. And may God give us grace to assemble again in this kind of this Indigenous People of Biafra National Annual Convention. God bless the Republic of Biafra. God bless everyone present for this occasion today. Thank you and stay tuned as we broadcast and analyze the news. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. That was an address, a very short one and very brief one from our coordinator here, our Zonu coordinator in Rome, that was hosting us this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. We are in a town hall meeting as we have been attending all across Europe, starting from Zurich many, many days ago. From Zurich, we went to Geneva. And from Geneva, we went to Amsterdam, from Amsterdam to Antwerp, from Antwerp to Dusseldorf to Dortmund. We traveled all the way to Vienna in Austria. From Vienna in Austria, we went to Prague, the Czech capital. From there, we have come to Rome. Our message is entirely consistent. Our message is entirely consistent with what we have come to preach, which is the restoration of our country, Biafra. Without fear and without favor. Before we set upon this very journey, we took an oath before God in Jerusalem of all places to confront our enemies wherever we find them without fear. Without fear. To speak the truth on this very platform, Radio Biafra, is Yogu truth. Always. Even if it leads to our death. No fear and the ability to speak the truth even when you're under intolerable pressure. That's why we are different. That is why nobody is like us. Impossible. Impossible. And for that and many more, Chukwu Abiyama will graciously see that Biafra comes under our watch because our hands are clean. That is why people want to see us. People cannot say they want to see me if there's anything wrong. There will not be a queue of countries wanting this very gospel to be preached in front of them if there's anything wrong with us. Because only God that sees in the dark, only Chukwu Abiyama that sees the hearts of men, knows that all we desire is to be free. Nothing more, nothing less. And that is why we are going to get Biafra. Under the auspices of the Indigenous People of Biafra. You owe us one thing though. You have to be vigilant. Those that support Boko Haram, Islam, APC, tonight they are covering their collective faces in shame because they have come to our town. And there is one thing I find astonishing. The bombing at Enugu is not moving our people. Why? Because you're used to dying. It's no longer news. The bombing at Enugu is not moving you because exactly what the Yorubas did with the bombing at Ibadan, the bombing in Lagos until Boko Haram said they did it. The same thing I can see now happening. Deliberate suppression of the news to stop the truth from coming out. In a few days' time, Boko Haram will say they bombed Enugu. We know that for sure. The reason why we have become cowards is because we go to Yoruba churches. You know, when you're being blessed by a coward, that's the end of you now. You must go back to your God. Some of you are annoying God, seriously. Chukwu Abiyama is upset. Every time you go to Yoruba church and kneel down before a Yoruba man, they bless you. Chukwu Abiyama is angry with you. Angry with you. It's an insult. A child of God kneeling before somebody who is not fit to dine at that very table. Today they have bombed us. We must go to present the news and the news headlines. After that, the news summary. That the world may hear. That the world may hear. As our brother said, I'm tired of talking. I'm tired. God knows I'm tired. I want to fight. Tired of talking. If we start anything now, they'll say, oh, but people didn't plan very well. You know, you had no guns. Not enough guns. You went to war. And I ask them, how do we get these guns without you? Just tell me how we're going to do it without you. Do you want us to perform miracles? We are not miracle workers. The guns are in the market. We have seen it. We need to go and buy them. So we can stop talking and then go and do some fighting. We have been talking for a very long time. I agree. I agree with you completely. It's now time to fight. But because Biafra is a collective effort. Biafra is not owned by one person. We all own Biafra. Because of that, everybody has to chip in something. You must do something where you are. Or maybe we can do it the way that we started Radio Biafra. Maybe if we have 12 guns, we can start with it. Maybe with time, you can support us. Maybe that's the best thing to do. I do not know. But one thing is for certain. We are going to meet this enemy of our people. These enemies of God, we must meet them wherever they are. There is nothing we have said we have not done. Nothing till date. Anything you don't know about because we don't want you to know about it. But for this very outrage today at Enugu. Anyway, this is Radio Biafra. We are going on to bring you the news and the news headlines and the news summary. People are saying they cannot get Radio Biafra. Have you been to Tune In? Have you been to Radio Forest? Go to those two places, their systems never crash. Because they are infinitely more powerful than we are. Tune In is very, very powerful in terms of streaming our content. Download the app on your phone. It won't cost you anything. Download Tune In app on your phone. Search for Radio Biafra, pin it on the screen, or you find, create a shortcut. That's all. Anytime you click on it, you're into Radio Biafra. Their system never crashes. Never. That is how you get Radio Biafra. Uninterrupted live coverage, live transmission from this very hall here in Rome to the whole earth. Using all these tiny equipments. Because God is with us. Without Chukwu Abiam, we can't do this. We proceed. It doesn't give me pleasure this very evening, a day I call a day of humiliation, to report to the world that the bomb has finally hit Biafra land. Enugu market is on fire following Boko Haram explosion. It doesn't give me pleasure at all. But most of us born by Hausa Fulani, most of us who are traders, will try to sweep this under the carpet. Oh, nothing happened. It was a gas explosion. That's not Wanyinesi Hotel. You know, that's what we call somebody who sells food, restaurant by the wayside. We say, Wanyinesi Hotel. We say, no, Wanyinesi Hotel, the gas exploded. Because shame will not allow us to own up to the fact that Enugu has been bombed. It's called living in self-denial. Living in denial. But we have Radio Biafra now. The truth must be reported, and we're doing so. Enugu has been bombed. Things are getting worse in Biafra land as two people are arrested with a dead body of a two-year-old girl in Aba. Evil. As we are enjoying life in Europe and in America. When I was growing up, I never even saw a dead body. Talk less of somebody going killing and preserving the body of a two-year-old girl. But I did remember once we ran away from school. Maybe even as a child, I knew that there was something wrong with our people. There is something wrong. One fateful afternoon, morning in fact, after we did matching in the morning, we went into school. You know, primary school in my village then, before I went to Aba.
They said no one didn't have to matter that they came to that River Niger was falling. They want to come and catch some kids to go and sacrifice. Did any of you experience that at all in your school? Did you experience it? We ran away from school. Do you know that? After the war, immediately after the war, we ran away from school. Little children running inside the bushes. People parked boldly in our school saying they have come to pick up children. Am I lying? You didn't see, none of you witnessed it. Arakamun, a township. We grew up in the village. Ask people then. Everybody was running. Parents were coming to pick up their kids, having heard the same news. And how such a thing could have happened on reflection, when I read about a two-year-old, people killing children, I cast my mind back to what we experienced as children on that very occasion. You can imagine what the family is going through. This thing is happening in your land because you are living in Italy. All the good people, those of them who couldn't stomach all the nonsense happening, they are the Andrews, they checked out. You couldn't take the corruption, you cannot take things being done upside down. You said, no, I'm leaving this place. That's why we came out. We don't know, we are running away and leaving our land to the remnants of Satan. That is why a two-year-old has been murdered and the body preserved. Something that we are never accustomed to is now happening where we come from. Because Chukwu Abiyama has withdrawn its glory from our land. The zoo calling itself Nigeria ranks very low in the global index of innovation. Why they will even consider them in the first place, I don't know. Innovate. You know what it is to innovate? Innovation. Can anybody rightfully think of the zoo and think of being innovative? To be creative. Is that possible? Can you see an Alhaji driving a cattle to be innovative? Is that possible? Or somebody drinking brukutu to be innovative? How is that possible? Is it where the Hajiya is in the harem, world round, with painting landly on the hand, with her face covered? Is that where she's going to be innovative? Do you know what it means to be innovative? To add value to existing technology or idea or thought. Do you know what it means to be innovative? Do you see a Hausa Fulani person as somebody who can be innovative? Yet you're in the same country with them. Or as them. Abuja is no longer the same. The Commissioner of Police is now saying things are happening in that very place. We shall read it this evening for you. That the zoo is now upside down. The first time they killed you in large numbers, Nnamdi Azikiwe was the ceremonial president of the zoo. When Agu Ironsi took over as the overall head of the zoo, they massacred you in your hundreds of thousands, 300,000 in the north. They said it's only 30,000 people killed. 1966. Counter coup. Now, somebody answering Azikiwe is in power and they are killing you once again. Anytime you want to rise to that position, they start killing you. Therefore, any Biafran running for the presidency of the zoo wants you dead. We are the children of God. Go and check anywhere in the Holy Book. I mean the Old Testament. Israel was not allowed to take 1 inch of land that God did not give them. No Israeli king occupied a foreign land. The same thing happened in Ethiopia. The ruling family in Ethiopia never ever occupied any land that is not theirs. Any day, an Igbo man, Ibibio, Efik, Ishekiri, Ijo, Urobo, Isoko, just name them anywhere you come from Biafra land.
Any day you are sent to the throne of the president of the zoo, your people will die. It did not start from you. It started from Nnamdi Azikiwe. The day Nnamdi Azikiwe signed up to One Nigeria, that day you started dying. Because he went outside the natural boundaries of his people. We never look for anybody to rule. That is why we have autonomous communities. You cannot step away from one autonomous community to go and conquer another. They will ask you if you're well at all. Any day you leave the comfort, the boundaries that Chukwu Abiyama gave you, to go and look for Yoruba man to rule, look for Hausa man to rule, that day you start dying. That is why they are killing you under Jonathan. They will continue killing you until Jonathan leaves. If he runs for office again, they will kill him as well. Do you think the British will help you? Or Americans? Of course not. They want you dead anyway. So that the oil can be... You know, going to take oil. When we were coming from the airport, we went to the petrol station to go and buy petrol. I'm sure we paid. Did we pay? Yes, of course. We paid. Didn't we? We paid. Uh-huh. Can you imagine driving around Rome? You drive your car, you come and fill in without paying. If somebody tells you that they want to change the government in Rome, so you start paying for your fuel, will you agree? No. Eh? No. Now you know what is happening in the zoo. People bring their tankers, their ships, oil tank, or whatever tanker they call it. They park in Biafra land. They take all the oil, they fill the tank. A Hausa man will ask them, how much oil have you collected? They will say 2 barrels. Because there's no meter. And they pay for 2 barrels, which is maybe $200. And they go. But the tanker is full of your oil. Some of them don't even pay for it. That is why anytime you talk about that we want Biafra, America will say, no. Britain will say, no. Do you know why? Because their tankers come there and take oil for free. Nobody is asking them to pay. Not because they love you. Not because they want this diversity or this rubbish. You are together. Did any of you see the pictures taken of Sanusi, the new emir of Kano, with his people? Did you see the picture? They were wearing, carrying her scarf like we. Did you see her tie? As high as 4-story building. They are the men you are in the same country with. Before you tie that type of scarf, it will take you nearly 6 hours. That means they don't go to work. They don't work. Before you tie that turban and tie it very, very well to look like a goat with, you know, 2 things come out on top of it. You look like a he-goat. It takes hours to do that. Whose money are they feeding on? Your, not even, if you say Biafra is too far, your money, your own money. And where are you? You're in Rome. Begging for paper. Begging for money on the street. Carrying a bag like a woman who's going out never to come back. And in your land, men to come and take your oil for free. You know, they bring it here, they refine it, they put it in the petrol station, you go and pay to buy your own oil. But they took it for free. That is why they want One Nigeria. And when you human as on song, you're coming to take oil for free. And no, they say no now. Oh no, be one together. Africans, we love it. Welcome. Who told you that all Africa is one? Is the whole of Europe one? Is the whole of North America one? How can you say a continent? Not even Australia. You have to be in diversity. Mad people. They never knew that when we were going to school that we were learning. We didn't just go to school to go through and get one useless degree and be talking rubbish. We spent time to learn. One of the things that led me to come to overseas is to understand how come white people can build things that will work? In Africa, nothing works. As small as I was, that was part of my motivation. Despite the fact that having studied geography for 3 years, I couldn't see igneous rock or sedimentary rock, not for one day. My dear Lord, scores are feared killed in Borno. Boko Haram strikes again every day. Men, women, and children are dying every day. Do you think this level of carnage will be allowed in Europe? No, do you think that any, regardless of who you are, do you think that any terrorist group can wake up one day in Europe and be slaughtering people and they'll keep quiet? Is that what you think? But because, as some conspiracy theorists will say, they have decided to depopulate, to reduce the number of people who are living. Because you go and tell them that your population is 160 million. Who told you you are 160 million? Have you been to Enugu at all? There is no hold up at Enugu. Anyway, we are all abroad. How can there be hold up? We are all abroad. We continue to do our work. That work is this. That this gospel must be preached, regardless of where we are. People are saying that our volume is low. Mandebani, we put it up, they say it's too high. We bring it low, they say it's low. They say they're not hearing anything. I don't know how that is possible. Nobody is stopping our signal from here, are they? No. We need to know if this is okay. They say they're not hearing anything at all. I need confirmation that our voice is going up. Please, if you have a system, can you go out and test it? Go and try it. Go to TuneIn. Try it from TuneIn, or you go to Radio Forest. Search for Radio Biafra and confirm that our voice is coming through loud and clear. They said the voice is too low. I don't know what that means. I do not know what it means. We shall continue to try. And for that, we are going to take a slight break before we reconvene, about 2 minutes, to make sure that all our systems are okay. They are telling me that the voice is not coming out. We do not know how that is possible. I don't know how that can be the case. But we'll try. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. They said our voice is okay. It has been tested and confirmed. Please, we ask everyone to go to TuneIn. Go and download TuneIn app. We are welcoming you back once again after the very slight interlude. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We started with too many people. Where are they? Where are they? Are they afraid of the truth? Hanatu Jesu Kweba. Here we preach the truth, please. We are in a town hall meeting in Rome, the capital city, the eternal city of Rome. We are the gospel of Yeshua. It was preached many, many centuries ago. We have come in the same vein to preach the gospel that will restore God's own kingdom upon this very earth. We have come here to preach the gospel of the restoration of the absolute and complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That's why we are here. We must continue. They said everything is fine, that the voice is crisp and clear. Thank you very much, all of you. UCMFO has confirmed, and that is where I go with our own very chief engineer. We must proceed. This is Radio Biafra. We are going on to bring you now the news in greater detail, but I shall also touch upon the headline as I do so, that Enugu has finally been hit in Biafra land, as Enugu market is set on fire following Boko Haram explosion. Enugu market explosion, a one-year-old baby was feared dead and many others wounded following an explosion which occurred at a KOZ market in Ibueze, North Government area of Enugu State. On Friday, the incident which occurred at about 2 p.m., few meters to the Divisional Police Headquarters at Ogrute, was suspected to be bomb blast, making the market women and traders to run for their safety, according to the reports. Hoodlums had a field day looting shops during the stampede, which lasted for some while, although some commercial activities did resume afterwards when newsmen visited the scene. Several traders were seen counting their losses. There was something I preached on Radio Biafra before, why I don't like buying and selling. You see things only two ways, profit and loss. Anything you cannot make profit from, to you is a loss. Is that true or false? Profit and loss. They were not crying that the bomb went off and that confirmed a baby died. They were counting their losses. Buying and selling. That's at Enugu. I don't want to dwell upon it any longer. They have bombed your place. Now, what are you going to do? But of course, some of you go to Yoruba churches, so you dismiss it and say, oh, it's nothing. It's gas explosion. The Abia State Command, they said, what is this news again? The Abia State Command of the Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps. Civil Defense Corps. They are now known as Abia State Command. Do you see the creeping militarization of civilian society? Do you know what the consequences are for you? Police, armed, army, guns on the street, navy. If you go to Enugu, you will see Nigeria Air Force Urban Patrol. Do you hear what I said? Nigerian Air Force Urban Patrol. I would have thought that Air Force will patrol the skies, is that correct? These guys are patrolling the street, inside the town. Now they have given guns to Civil Defense Corps, calling them ABA Command. When all these guns will put to use, when I speak, write it down. You see that zoo called Nigeria. Somalia will be better than it. You see Somalia. The Abia State Command of the Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps on Wednesday arrested two men with the corpses of a two-year-old girl. The suspects were apprehended when they were trying to bury the corpse in an abandoned pit in Osisioma near Aba. The middle-aged suspects are Jonathan Wogu and Mboko Umuola in Obi Ngbalogo government area of the state and Chibike Anubuife from Ezeagu government area of Enugu state. They were caught at Enyimba filling station near Ariari International Market in Aba while trying to take the girl's corpse in a sack for burial. Parading the suspects in Omoya, the state commandant of the NSCDC. I didn't know they had the power to arrest people. The commandant, Nigeria Civil Defense Corps. Do you see what the British has done to you? Do you see how we behave like animals? Do you now see the effects of colonialism? That is the effect of one Nigeria commandant parading the suspects. But where are the suspects that came to bomb Winners Chapel in Owerri? Where are the suspects today that bombed Enugu? Where are they? Where are the suspects, I ask? Where are they? Nowhere to be found. No Hausa Fulani person goes to a police station. outside Hausa land. Do you know that? Do you know Unumanka? You are keeping quiet. I want you to tell me here, one after the other. Have you ever seen a Hausa person in a police cell before?
No.
So you don't know they have to arrest you before they put you in a cell? None. So what it means that Hausa people do not commit crime? But they went to Ihite and they killed people in the village. They take their cattle, they go into your mother's farms, and every crop is destroyed. But anyway, we are in Italy. We are in Europe. We are in America, we are in Asia. Dying, for that matter. Begging and pleading for papers. Marrying everything that comes along because we want to stay in that country. Today I was thinking, do you know we come abroad and we marry women from outside? Our daughters will marry Hausa Fulani men because we don't marry them anymore. Do you know the damage you're doing to your people? Huh? Do you know the damage you're doing to your way of life? Do you know we are the only people where between the ages of 18 and 26, the girls go one way, the boys go another way. By the time they are coming back, the girls come back with Yoruba men and Hausa men. We come back with European women and American women. Am I lying? I know it's not true. It's not sweet now. It's too bitter. Do you know the damage you are doing to your way of life? That was what UNESCO saw and said that Igbo language will be extinct in 70 years. Because everywhere, every registry where people are getting married abroad, they ask the man, where do you come from? You write. Language you speak, you write. They ask the lady, she write. They have been checking your data since at every marriage registry in the world. You always see Igbo men marrying people who don't speak Igbo. That's how they knew now. You don't know that. Unless you get Biafra, the compound is closed forever and ever. You need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. The reason why you died before, the reason why we are going to even sacrifice more lives to get Biafra is because Biafra is not cheap. Anything that is worth having in life, you must sacrifice something. We pray and we say in Jesus' name. Did Jesus not sacrifice something? I can't hear you now. What did he sacrifice? I can't hear you. Did Jesus die? Did he suffer before dying? Why did he die? So that you can live. But you don't want to die for others to live. Here we preach the gospel. That's what we do. That's what we do here. They caught them and paraded them. But the suspects that came to bomb and kill you, no one. You don't see them. They have been flown back to Hausa land with 20,000 naira each to find their way back to their villages. And then they will come back again. And they came today and they bombed Enugu Market. I expect them to suppress the news. I expect them to say that nothing happened. It was a gas explosion. And I expect Shekau to come up in 2 weeks' time to say we bombed Enugu. We have turned to cowards. No more what is called moral indignation. People don't feel revulsion anymore at evil. And if you hear John, you know, you hear man. Bad thing has become good. Darkness is now light to us. Some of us may not like this very gospel, but it must be preached. Because it's the truth. When you love evil so much, this is what happens. When things happen of this magnitude, first thing you ask is my family member a victim? The answer is no. You continue going to work. It's a state of despair. The Commissioner of Police in the Federal Capital Territory, Command Joseph Mbo, gave a bizarre order last week. Henceforth, any resident of Abuja who wishes to refill his gas cylinder would have to obtain a permit from the police. Hey, God. As movement of gas cylinders from one place to another in the Federal Capital Territory has been banned. How do you think that Jonathan eats? What does he do you think that Mrs. Jonathan used to cook for the husband? Eh? Is that gas piped from the gas fields of Biafra Land to Abuja? How does it get there? By cylinder, isn't it? I rest my case. The stupidity is so astonishing. Do you know, these days I castigate black African people. Do you know why? If you sit down and study and use magnifying lens to magnify the stupidity, your head will start spinning. You can never believe that some of these laws and edicts were actually made by human beings that go to bed at night and sleep, wake up in the morning and eat, and have a shower before they go to work. You're banning gas, the movement of gas cylinder. So people used to go and start fetching firewood in Abuja. So if you live on the 15th floor, you go and fetch firewood. You carry the firewood to the 15th floor. And you... Hey! No, they can use... You know, there's one they use, sawdust. Did you use it before? You know, there's one you sawdust. Eh? Not charcoal. Sawdust from sawmill. You don't know what is dust. Sawdust from wood. They use it. Then you stand on top of it and match it very well. It's hard. Then you light one this thing under. And then it still start burning. Dust. Sawdust. Maybe that's what they use in Abuja. So much for the 26th biggest economy in the world. You cannot buy gas cylinder. If you don't buy gas cylinder, then you defeat Boko Haram. You defeat ISIS. Who told you can defeat them? Mad people. Now you see why I hate Nigeria so much. Anybody that says, I'm a proud Nigerian, look at that person very carefully. The person is not well. The brain is incomplete. There is no more gas cylinder in Abuja. The movement has been banned. Just like that. Just like that. Boko Haram, some soldiers are running away from facing Boko Haram. Some soldiers in the zoo. Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General KTJ Minima, has confirmed the long-held secret that desertion, acts of cowardice and indiscipline within the army in the ongoing fight against terrorism was one of the greatest setbacks of checkmating Boko Haram insurgency in the country. Are you hearing it? Now is the time to strike these people. If you want to have Biafra, small window of opportunity. Small, very tiny, from now to the 31st of December next year. You must strike if you want to be free, or else the door will close for the next 40 years. And within that time, at the end of the 40 years, you'll be answering Abdulaziz Chijoke. This army cannot fight. The Nigerian army did not defeat the Biafran army. I keep saying this, most people don't quite understand it. The people that defeated us were the Russians, the British, the Egyptians, and OAU forces. Most of you don't know that OAU also sent their forces to fight alongside Nigerian soldiers. Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes, you know.
OAU. They asked them, they said they want Africa. Oh, Africa must be one. United, one Africa. Africa must be one based on colonial lines drawn up by people from Europe. That is what I find difficult to unravel. Sometimes I want to get into the brain of a black African to understand the way he or she reasons. You are part of OAU, yes? All your years you've been fighting to defeat colonialism. You don't want any white influence in Africa. But you went to war to go and kill people to preserve something a white person created. Typical black person. Somebody wrote today that when people hold certain beliefs and you destroy it with a superior argument, because of how they are beholden to what they have, they resist you in every way possible, even violently. The thing about Africa is this. Africa and Africans are poor because they don't concede to the power of superior reasoning. If I hold a viewpoint and you have a superior argument to mine, I will go with yours. I will argue my position robustly, but I want you to convince me. As soon as you demolish my argument, I will buy your own. But African people, you hold on tenaciously to your viewpoint, even when it has been proven to you that that viewpoint holds no water. That is why today this army is running. I told you that this army cannot fight. The Nigerian army is not strong. Most of you don't know this. They are not strong. The reason why they bombed Odi and got away with it was because Biafra was not one. Had the so-called South-South and Niger Delta said Biafra, they couldn't have come. Obasanjo bombed Zakibiam, destroyed it completely, killed women and children. Do you know he took his money to... You know Obasanjo banked his money in Vienna, in Austria? Do you know that? You don't know? He went to go and take the money. They told him they don't give out money in cash like that. Ask him now. Ask Obasanjo. Go and ask him. How much money do you have in Vienna, in Austria? You want to look, man. How much money do you have? The Abacha family, how much money do you have in that account? The Yaradua family, how much money do you have in Vienna, in Austria? Now go back to Vienna, Austria, and ask them, can I take $10 million cash? They will tell you no. If you want to buy something, we can buy for you. That is your money. Because that money is not in your village, there is no job for you to do when you graduate. Because of lack of that money, where you come from, no running water, no good schools, no good roads, no infrastructure, no bridges being built. When it rains, everywhere is washed away. That is why you are here in Italy. That is why we ourselves are in London. Everybody scavenging. The only time some of us will go back is when we are dead. In other words, you lived all your life, you're useless to your people unless you die. That means you don't come from that land. We continue. Scores are feared, killed. Is that news? That Boko Haram killed people, is that news? Is it news? Eh? Eh? They kill people. Yes, now. People are meant to die. Is that going to stop you from carrying your bags tomorrow and going out? It won't now. Or in London, where we are, is that going to stop us from doing our security job? Huh? Or going to wash plate? Somebody will go to your country, cut oil deals, sell your oil and be a millionaire. They will come to a restaurant and after eating, the chief porter will call you, come, there are plates to wash. But the man that just ate there is eating with your money. But you wash the plate for him. And where they put you, you will not even see the plate when it's clean. It's only when it's dirty. Some of us only see dirty plates. How many kitchen potters see clean plates in the morning? Amazing. That is the news for today. The news headlines are accompanying in summary. We have introduced ourselves. This is Radio Biafra. And now our lines are open. Now also the microphone is open. If you have any question to ask, not when I leave here, people start mumbling at the back. Ask that question now. If there's any reason why you will not commit yourself towards Biafra, you tell us now, so we answer you. The reason why we are not in the field fighting is because we don't have enough guns to do so. And we don't want to go into armed robbery to go and steal money from the banks to buy arms. Because God will withdraw his glory from us, that's all.
So we want you to buy it for us. That's what we're asking for. Then we go and fight. If you have 1,500 rounds of ammunition, you keep firing and it's finished, then we send message abroad to bring us more bullets. No, no. How is it called? My dear brother, the reason why we are not in the field fighting right now is because we don't have enough weapons to do so. That is the only reason. That is part of the reason why I came out to tell the whole world. To tell you we need guns and bullets. You don't have to come to fight. Stay where you are and have fun. We do it ourselves. I'm based in Enugu. I don't live abroad anymore. I live in Enugu. Once I finish with this tour, I'm going back to Enugu. That is Radio Biafra for you. The number to call is +39324982019191. Our Skype is simply Radio Biafra. Our coordinator's line is there, Rapid Response 68, for all principal officers of state, those wishing to make announcements or have something to say. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from Rome, the capital city here in Italy. Please, people are calling us all over the place. I want somebody here to say something. Who has something to say? Very brief, please. Only 2 minutes. If you have questions, you are obliged. You are more than welcome to ask them. This is Radio Biafra, after all. Yes? Often when I finish preaching, nobody wants to ask questions anymore. But today you are free to ask questions, please. Go ahead, please.
What's my name? Dr. Cornelius Isobonna, ex-boss, Biafra Army Signals. My question is, what gospel do you preach to those hooligans that are living in the north or in the west that have mansions there? And when we are preaching the gospel of Biafra, they say over their dead body, because they cannot leave their words in the north or in the south or in the west to go back to Biafra land, because they don't have even bacha there. So what gospel do you preach to them? Because when Biafra come to be, we may not like to see them. They will be foreigners in their own land. Thank you.
That is exactly what I preached to them, sir. Exactly what you just said. Because whom the gods want to destroy, he first makes them mad. Mad people. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. Can you hear me? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think they can. Please, my dear brother, the gospel we preach is the gospel of destruction to them. I wish they can kill all of them. Do you think I will cry? Eh? No. Mad people. You think we are going to beg them? Oh, dear Lord. Hold on a second. Let's take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't know what is going on. The calls on Skype are not coming through. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, not yet. Please, go ahead. If you want something, go ahead. Who has something else to say, please?
Good evening, good morning, good day to all fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Festus Onoka. I am from Ihiala in Anambra in Biafra land. Good evening, Director. I greet you once again. I thank you for today, for giving us this news, washing up our brains once more again in Rome. My brothers and sisters, right here in this auditorium, I want to pass to you all. The man that I see on this floor today, I want you all to get together and think twice to make sure you support this movement any way you can't. Both by financial or moral support, home and abroad. If you have anything you can support at home, we welcome you. If you have anything you can support us here, we welcome you. Biafra is for you, not for us. We all use Biafra together as well. They can't tell you how to bomb us today. We are not happy. But I'm pushing the blames to my brothers and sisters who feel reluctant. I pray to Chukwu Abraham and make him touch all of your mind. Make that bomb touch all of you, one after the other, that relax on this move. Because we have been preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching, telling people that you heard what the doctor said that he's tired of preaching. And me too, I'm tired of preaching. What we need is your support. As the director says, we don't want any of you to come home. But we need your support in another way. We, the coordinators here today in Rome, came to support our brother in coordinator in Rome as well, to welcome our director, so that we can see the faces that is doubting, the Thomases is doubting. Let them come and ask the question that they want to ask. Now the director is here. Knowing that they don't leave tomorrow, all of them will continue to be doubting again. We need Biafra. Without Biafra, we are going nowhere. Look at yourself. How can you remain in a country for the past 30-something years? You are not growing. You rise today, tomorrow you go down. What are you benefiting? Light, good road. Wish if you have good governors, good president, you're supposed to have it in your house. Are you seeing any Libya here? Or the money, they are on crisis. You can't. So I'm begging you all, for the last time, please. Rome is our headquarters. We need Rome. And we want you people to respond to the respect being a state capital of Italy. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And I'm sure they will respond to it. They will. Do we have a caller on the phone? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. You're the first caller we have successfully engaged with this evening. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from. We are Radio Biafra, and we are in Rome, here in Italy.
Thank you, Director. This is Fabian Obuago. I'm from Nsugbe in Anambra East, in Biafra land. I'm calling from Verona, Italy.
Thank you.
I'm the Secretary of Indigenous People of Biafra in Verona. My director, my coordinator is right here, Mr. Uloka.
Festus.
I was supposed to be there, but just because of some circumstances. That is why I'm not there with my coordinator. First of all, I want to thank every dear friends, both from and abroad, and those that are listening right now. And also, I want to commend to you, our director, Dr. Nand, you are doing a very good job. For the fact that you know the zoo, how dangerous they are, how bad they are, but you risk your life, you risk the life of your family, just for you to get us Biafra. But people seem to understand this. Right now, it has come that the bomb that happened in Enugu now, in a way, I don't want people to misunderstand me. What I'm trying to say is, the bomb that happened in Enugu, I like the way it happened in Enugu, so that it will alert the evils. It will alert the so-called Ohanaeze. It will alert the so-called Igbo group. Now it has come. It has happened in our land. Now I want us to know what we will do to prevent the second attempt, because they will attack more. This is just an attack. This is just the beginning, because they will attack more. Now I like it the way it happened. Now I want our people who are right there saying bad about this movement of Biafra. People like Okorocha them and what is it called? Wazilike. Now it has happened in Enugu, in Biafra land. I want to see their reaction. I want to see what they will do. I want to see their capability of what their power, what they will do to prevent this Boko Haram now that at home. So, Director, I'm thanking you for your job. I'm thanking you for, because it's not easy to coordinate people all over 8 countries in your world. Because I 3 days ago I was following you in Prague and in Austria. People were doubting you. I don't know the reason why they are doubting you. I don't know if it's because of your size. Maybe they are expecting to see a giant that is moving most of Biafran restoration. So because they have seen you, because maybe you are in a small size, but they forgot what happened in the Bible between David and Goliath. David was a small man before Goliath, but he defeated Goliath. So why are we Hebrews still adamant, still blind in what is happening now? Why can't they join the race and get the answer once and for all? I'm totally pissed off in what is happening in Biafra land and what is happening right now in the so-called zoo. I believe that one day, this is my dream, I believe it will come. Biafra will come, and it will be a great slap in the face of Obaziliki and in the face of Rosa Sokolata, who brought APC to Imo land, to Imo state. Thank you, Director. I want to stop here. And I'm also thanking all the Biafrans abroad, worldwide, and in anywhere they are listening. I want to say thank you, everybody, and most to you, Director Nandel Kalu. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Sadia from Verona.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's one of us in Verona. I don't know where we go to. Let us try the line again. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello, my Abode Director Nandel Kalu. I'm greeting the whole fellow Biafran all over the world. Anywhere you are, good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. My name is Ndubisi Nwoye. I am calling from Latina, Roma.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to contribute on what is happening. But now I want to touch all my fellow Biafra in Roma. What are we going to do? It has been in our laps. We are going to wake up. The only language the zoo understand is force. And now we Roma, we need to wake up by force. And it happens that we need to wake up. Either you put your money or you sort and go down. I am here. I'm supposed to be in that hall, but one, two or three things that make me, I do not come on the floor there. I want to tell all my fellow Biafrans, anywhere you are, you have two options right now. Omena na-etite ụkwụ anyị na abụ na kee na ihe anyị ga-eme ego gị ma ọ bụ iwepụta onwe gị. Thank you, my honorable director. Ọ ihe ka m chọrọ ike ikwunu. Ndị Rome ka anyị kụnye tinu n'ụlọ na chi efuo na other rest of the Europeans world ka onye ọbụla kwurita. Let us wake up and speak and fight for our land. It pains me a lot for our average human being to be outside looking for something to eat. After all our labor, we labor in vain. Our home is well nourishing. Everything you need is over there. But what are we doing here? Crying every day we say that I insult you, this and that. This is not a normal life. Let us go home. The time has come. Let us go. Thank you, my honorable director. This is what I want to contribute. Thank you, my fellow Biafran in the room. I thank you, people all.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We also have a caller on the phone. This caller, you give us your name and where you're calling us from. We are in Rome, here in Italy.
Hello, Director. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please proceed.
Hello. Can you hear me, Director?
Loud and clear. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. My name is Charles Mba. I'm calling from Waterford in Dublin.
You're calling from Waterford in Ireland. We can hear you loud and clear.
Yes,
please
Ireland,
go ahead. In Ireland. Yes, go ahead.
Ireland. Can you hear me? So I'm calling. My name is Charles Mba from Okigwe, Imo State.
We can hear you. For the 16th time, I can hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Director. Director, what I want to say, God bless you so much. I've been not able to speak to you when you come to Waterford. because that was what happened, that I was so ashamed of myself today in pain, and then because that was my first time to hear about Radio Biafra. So I couldn't be able to make any contribution because I was so surprised of what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing that day. So, but I just want to say thank you so much for what you're doing, the director. But director, the complaint that I want to make now is that come to our collectors here. I don't think they are doing enough. I was listening to your comment here today, and you mentioned that about the fund and the contribution people are making. I can tell you that truly here we are not doing anything. And nobody is asking us to do anything. We are just standby. Nobody, they are not calling anybody to do anything. There is no meeting going on here, director. I just want you to please, if you can reshuffle those coordinators or do anything to wake them up. So much argument about money. And somebody suggested here, if we can have a database where individuals can have their names recorded so that we can have one number. If it is, somebody was saying that before, if we can have insurance number, what can have and go through director. Director, are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you, please go ahead. We're listening attentively.
If we can have that so that we must not wait for anybody to do anything, to donate anything, so that we can do that, director. I'm telling you, with my own suggestion here is that with what you are doing, I know that all over the world, we can have 250,000 Biafrans dedicated, committed. If these people can pay $2 every week, we can have money, director. It's not waiting until you call people to pay $100. If we can defer $2 every week, director, 250,000 people can contribute money every week. If we have 500,000 people, we can do that. We are holding ourselves. People are not, there is no meeting going on and there is no people calling. When you come up for a meeting, it will just be argument, and people coming up with stupid questions, dragging us back. I'm telling you, director, that any man who cannot be able to defend his old mother and old father, that man is not a man. That boy is not a boy. If you cannot defend your mother, you cannot defend your father, your old parents are old, then you are not a man, you are not a boy. We have to wake up. We have to stand up. It's not time of, we have talked. It's now time for us to start acting, doing something. Let us do the cheapest way we can be able to raise this money, and not to leave it until when everybody has to contribute 500 and 200 and 300, and then it will be too heavy for people. Let us start from scratch. How can we raise this money? Have a database director, if you can help us, let them organize that. You go by head. You have your own insurance number so that whatever you contribute is there, goes on your name. We are not waiting for the group. The group are delaying. The group are setting us back. Let's have something that people can go into. I know people who are willing to do anything, but they are waiting. And yet, we are lacking money to do something. That is what I want to say, director. Please, do something about this. And ginger others, coordinators. If it means changing them, it doesn't mean that somebody who invited you must be a coordinator. But look for people who are really motivated and dedicated to do the work and give it to them. Let them do that for us. I want to say, director, please, again, something I want to contribute again is that I want to say about their people, both people at home, who are talking about those in the Yoruba land and those in the outer land, some of them that property. Please, let us say, is there anything that is law that is supporting people if we are in one country together and later you split? Still have rights over their property. If that law is there, let us let them know that even though they are moving out, they are not losing their property, because some of them, they have no education. That is their life savings, and they have done that. So if you are telling them just to leave it just like that, it is a little bit embarrassing. I know that the barrister is there who knows much about the law. With the United Nations, or who are together and later they separate,
think we've lost him. Maybe he's not, his credit has finished. We do not know. Does anybody else have something to say? But because what he said is very important, we are not going to announce our strategy to combat this level of lethargy and apathy. I don't know if you want Biafra at all or not. Sometimes I wonder. How are we going to get Biafra if we don't confront our enemies? How are we going to get Biafra? On the 30th of May, you came out. We now understand that those of you that came out on the 30th of May, you no longer attend meetings because they ask you to fund this very movement. But you go and give Yoruba pastors your money every Sunday. The work we do for you, no other person can on this earth. Only Chukwu Abiam in heaven. You have no compulsion to go to Yoruba churches to give them your tithe. You plant soil, you plant seed, you buy grain. Heaven knows what you do. But when it comes to saving your land, you find excuses and things to do. No wonder you are slaves abroad. You deserve exactly what you're getting. That is no honor or dignity. No shame, no pride. So you find your money building Yoruba universities along Lagos Ibadan Express Road than helping you to free your land from the shackles of iniquity and destruction. Do you see how foolish we are as a people? Do you see why God has abandoned us as a people? Most of you can't see it, but I can. There is no compulsion. Sunday, Bible class. On Wednesday, you have study session. Tuesday is women's group. For Thursday is Thursday night. On Saturday is vigil. Sunday is service. And a two-year-old girl is being murdered where you come from. Boko Haram detonating bombs where you come from. All your governors, charlatans and criminals. No roads being built. Aba has crumbled. Everywhere there is decay. Everywhere there is poverty. Everywhere there is deprivation. That thing you're supposed to do to put things right, you can't do it. Instead, a Yoruba man takes your money every Sunday without fail. And you're happy to do it. There is no shame. There is no honor. Have we taken down the names of people here? If they don't come to meeting, I'll call out their names on the air. And I will tell the whole world to avoid them. Are you for Biafra or are you for Nigeria? Then you prove it. All of you calling for Igbo unity all the time. Igbo jikonaka, unite and unite and unite and unite. What is going to unite you? Is it criminality or is it the truth? There is only one place you can find the truth spoken. Anywhere on this planet when it comes to broadcasts on Radio Biafra. No other place. We are the only glue that can bind you together. In truth. We've been testing out some of you through one gospel or the other. You see them fall by the wayside. We know who the weak ones are. They say, oh, I'm upset with you said something about John the Baptist. Because of that, I'm no more with you. John the Baptist, I'm on your one. Does he know you?
No.
I don't like the way you insulted Obama the other day. Obama should not be insulted. Does Obama know where Ihito Obama is? Our people should just wake up. What we preach is the gospel that will lead you to life. You may not like it. Nobody likes injection. You feel the pain of the needle going in. But it's to keep you alive. The same function that Radio Biafra does. You may not like what we are preaching. It's not here for it to be loved. But what we say is what will save you from yourself. If you want to leave Italy, if you want to stop carrying bag like an armed robber, then you fight to go back to where you come from. If you have studied to be a doctor, you'll be a doctor.
You can live in Okigwe and be working in Olu. You drive to your workplace or you take the train to Olu. When you finish, you go back to your house. Stay outside and drink palm wine and go to sleep. Or sleep outside if you like, as it used to be in those days. Rather than staying here, looking over your shoulder all the time. As soon as your child comes in from school, oh, how was school today? What you want to find out is if anybody called your child a black monkey at school. But this is Radio Biafra. People change. We don't change. Does anybody have something to say here? Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name once again is Michael Iranya. I'm the national coordinator in Italy here. Today, I am strongly standing up here to be a testimony to our director, Nnamdi Kanu, of what he's saying. Why we invited our director here again in Italy is because when we have our coordinator meeting, European coordinator meeting, I used to shed tears because the population I'm seeing here today made me to say what I'm saying now. Italy is the last country that always pay in European country. Even some countries that are threatened are begging to add money for them. Why we have this number of connecting units I will mention here now. We have Torino, we have Ferrara, we have Treviso, we have Vicenza, we have Padova, we have Mestre, we have Bari, we have Reggio Emilia, we have Verona, we have Napoli, we have Siracusa, Palermo, Udine, Rome, and Milan. All these things.
How many in total?
15.
So you're telling me that out of these 15 places you have mentioned, that Rome cannot generate 100 euros a month?
Yes. That's right.
I asked a question. Are you telling me that Rome, that everything we have in Rome, as men in Rome, are you telling the whole world now that Rome cannot afford 100 euros, which works out at about maybe 10 cents each person every month?
Yeah, Director, this time I don't think that Rome will disappoint us again.
I asked you a question. Are you telling
me... they are disappointing
us. No. I will ask you again. Are you telling me that Rome, all the men we have in Rome, cannot afford to contribute 100 euros towards the fight to restore their country? Yes or no?
Yeah.
You will.
And we have Ote.
You have not answered my question.
Viterbo Ote.
Irania.
No.
Irania. Hang on. I will repeat my question.
Okay,
please.
Sir.
Because we don't want people to come out. Here you see us, please. We wash our dirty linen in public. Do you know why? So anywhere there is a stain, you keep washing until it's clean. So we spread it. Because if you keep washing it inside, it can never be clean. Yes? Now, what I'm asking you, I'll ask you again. Are you telling me now, here, the whole world is listening, that Rome, the capital of Italy, cannot afford 100 euros? Simple question.
On behalf of Romans, Director, I said no, because later we will talk one-to-one.
Okay.
Because on behalf of them, I say no.
That's good.
With the population and the number I'm seeing here now. But if they say... if they disappoint me, we take another option. Like you said, Jesus Christ was crucified, and even when they tell Jesus Christ to denounce his faith, he say he will not do it. And people, the enemy crucified him. So anybody that is in this struggle, see himself as an example of Jesus Christ. You will die for others. and others will enjoy.
So we'll die for people living in Rome. And then they will enjoy,
But they will promise us this night. I'm just saying, Director.
Please, the same thing I noticed in Waterford in Ireland. Waterford hosted me very well. I was in Waterford. I think I spent a night with them in Waterford. They hosted me excellently well. Now I understand that even Waterford is not... Do you know what I was saying all of this? Some of you think we have billions somewhere that everybody is contributing. We want to tell the world that we have no money in our account because you're not paying. Has Rome ever paid us for the past 3 months?
No.
Exactly.
No.
For 3 months.
No.
But Radio Biafra has been on the air.
Even Sicily.
I'm coming. Radio Biafra has been on the air for 3 months. That time you have not paid. Who do you expect to pay to sustain Radio Biafra? We are a public service provider. Where do you want us to get the money from?
Director, that is why I say I shed tears. Frankly speaking, I shed tears.
The same thing is happening in Ireland, in Waterford, in Ireland. They disappoint me there. I am very, very saddened that the coordinator of Biafrans in Waterford allowed things to get to this very extent. I don't know if I'm to blame the national coordinators or to blame the local coordinating units, but we'll get to the bottom of this sooner or later. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. Please, while I mention all these names, we have present there all over who are listening now, hardcore listener of Radio Biafra, I know, because they always call me every blessed minute, every blessed hour. I am sure that all these states I'm calling now, all the people that are representing the state there are listening now. What I want to say is this. Please, we have a strategy now that every thinkable you add to this struggle, please ask your coordinator to give you receipts. 1 euro to give you receipt of what you are contributing for. 10 euro, 100 euro, even 1 million. Take receipt. Then later we will balance who support Biafra or not. Because if you give us 1 euro and have receipt, then later you tell us that you supported Biafra, we will judge it. So why I am saying this thing, for you not to fear again, because we are transparent more than snow. Even my very self here, I came to Biafra when I don't want to be rich again. I joined this struggle when I don't want to be rich again.
We promise them we won't talk about funding.
Okay.
That's what we promise them, we won't. We'll dedicate a day for it. Leave it.
Okay.
We've come here to preach the gospel, not the gospel of fundraising. But we're just reminding you of your obligation. Then we continue with our work, please. Any reference to funding, you leave it out.
Okay.
Because we said we'll no longer discuss funding like that. Please.
Okay.
If it is how to organize our people here in Rome. We have seen them. There are learned men in Rome now. So what is the problem in Rome? Don't you want Biafra? Or don't you want the truth? Unjamwo was rike. 1 week, one wonder. I'll tell her, oh, I'm going to see Obama. If I'm flying to Dubai, I'll tell her, oh, I'm going to see the Sultan or the Sheikh. I don't tell lies. And I'm at Wasi. If you're not going to follow Biafra because I'm not going to lie, then that is up to you. I am not going to tell lies. Anything I can do, I'll tell you I can do this. If I can't, I'll tell you we can't. I'm not going to print passport and sell and say 90 countries recognize Biafra or that we are now a member of the United Nations observer team or whatever rubbish it is. I don't tell lies and I'm at Wasi. You must understand this by now. That is why I put everything in the public. Islam Natwasi, you call this number live on air. We don't screen who we take their calls. Anybody that calls us, we take their call. I have no skeletons in my cupboard. When we say that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, we mean it. Our account is published. If you go online to Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, you can download Radio Biafra account and see it for yourself. Not tomorrow you go and say, Oneka, who did they tell? Oneka Hagwara, who did they tell what they are doing? We have now come to Rome to tell you. We need funds to go and buy weapons. We need funds to sustain this operation.
is either you give us the funds or we go and steal. Pick one you want us to do, and you will tell us live on air. It's better you send us to go and steal. Then we know we are stealing with full permission of our people. With full permission. Give us the mandate to go and start stealing. Then you will see what will happen. If you don't want us to steal, then you will support us. Not just to support us. Not just to support us. You will go and talk to other people. You will go and meet them. If there are only two of you contributing 50 euro every blessed month, if you bring in 10 people, it is 10 euro. You bring in 200, it is 5 euro. Even less than that. So what is your problem? Why can't you go out and spread the gospel? If you want to see your account, they are there. Italy, you have a bank account. You can demand for a bank statement from the coordinator. So what is the problem? I don't understand. They said the number on Facebook is Czech Republic. But we're in Rome. We'll try and change it. Carol, Monday, I want the number on Facebook changed. UCMF4, change it, please. This is the number we should be having, plus 39324982019191. Please change it. I beg you, please change it. Go ahead. Your microphone is off.
Yes, sorry. I made a mistake before, and the mistake is now being corrected because the Ote people, Viterbo, they are trying a lot for us. So please, Ote, note, we are receiving all you people are doing, and your coordinator is very, 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 very hardworking. I'm just telling you. There are some coordinators here in Italy. They are completely human being. So the other people, you people are one of the people that even made it to be proud. But what you people is be doing, it will be doing is, raise up, please, because we need more, because we have a lot to do. Let me just say this thing, please. We have receipt now to distribute, director, with your permission, please. It's very, very important. We have received to distribute to our supporting fund. So every coordinator, after now, you take the receipt. Like I said, make use of that receipt, both the duplicate and the original. Then if your member don't want to give you cash, please, we have indigenous people of Biafra now. We have our own account. We have been maintaining an account before. We don't have problem of money accountability. But now we have our own indigenous people of account now. So if you don't want to pay to your coordinator, please take account from him, go to bank and pay it by yourself. Then after paying, collect the bonifico you made, the receipt you paid in, hold it, then take the receipt and go to your coordinator and have another receipt with him. So please, that is the thing. It is very, very much important. Why I say this thing now is other countries are doing marvelously very, very well. Italy has never started their own. Please, we need it. Like I said, the amount, I've never made any announcement for a long time because of I am too slumber because of how I'm seeing things here in Italy. I'm not happy to be, frankly speaking. Even I wanted to resign today, but as God may have it, the population I'm seeing here now impressed me too much. Because since I was born, I have never fought any fight and lose it. So anything you are doing, if you want to know anything about it, just call your coordinator or call me direct. I will explain very well to you. And even I would like to have you as an executive, because we are lacking executive. Biafra is not only me, neither our director and the colonel, or even you. So Biafra is for everybody to join hand. And those that thought that it has been involved of putting money now, please don't be, don't slack back. Whether you contribute or you did not contribute. We have population in Italy that can do marvelously very, very well. We will be proud of population in Italy. So anybody supposed to join hand, let things be very easy for us. And that is the only thing I can say. Thank you, my people, again. After the broadcast, we'll have a meeting one-to-one with our director. Any question you want to ask, you can ask. Anything you want to ask, even me, you can ask me. Any report you want to report me to director, how I'm not doing well or how I'm doing well, please don't hesitate. Because I want Italy to be one of the existing countries, just like others. Even France is beating us. Their coordinator, if the coordinator tell you how many people they are there, you cannot even believe it. Even the French people told the coordinator, please tell them to add more money for us. We are capable. So that to show that they are hardcore Biafra. Then what of Italy? That even here we are now with the population, a check cannot be of this population. Even other countries. So in Rome, we have population like this. Come to Padova. Padova population can even fool here. But when the time of bringing money, we see all of them will be Nzukondibo or Lekosa. So everybody will tell you that I don't have work. Please try and do something. Somebody can testify here. Biafra, if you put money, you will have work. That is the thing. Thank you, director, for giving us time. Please, and I will ask you to help us so that time will just be very short for us to have meeting.
Of course,
thank
Uduso.
You, God.
Uduso. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Ike. I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba. Your name again, please.
Ike, your friend on Facebook.
My friend, I have too many Ikes as my friend on Facebook.
Audrey.
Okay. Ike, Audrey, you're calling from Aba. Are you listening to Radio Biafra?
Yes, often.
Go ahead, please.
I want to commend you for the good work you are doing. Today I tried to listen, but I couldn't connect the internet problem. You know how it is in Biafra land here. Yeah. So I also had the article on the Facebook about the bomb that went off in Enugu, somewhere at Enugu. I saw it also. So all I want to say is I want to commend you for the good work you are doing. Our people, Igbo people, many of us don't know what you are to us. You are a gift from God. Even though I'm a commercial motor driver here, when I'm telling many people about Biafra, many are doubting, but I know God will set us free from the hand of this evil man. Because I know what I'm passing through in the checkpoint, the hand of army and all these people. So we really need freedom. So I want to commend you for the good work you are doing. May the God of heaven, the Chukwuabiam, as he said, will protect and guide you. In Jesus' name.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Who has something to say here, please? Now, yes, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my name is Oliver Chinweze from Umueri. Director, I want to thank you again. I want to appreciate you. We can't appreciate you so much. In fact, I made a mistake by saying I want to thank you because you warned us in Vicenza. It is in Vicenza broadcast that you warned the whole world that you don't want people to thank you again.
That is correct. Yes.
So I normally like to use the word appreciating you because I didn't say thank you.
Thank you very much.
Until we get Biafra. Yes. Then we'll be thanking ourselves.
Exactly.
And be pulling up our champagnes up.
Exactly.
And that day is coming very soon. So I want to appreciate you so much and those working with you, those back home. I just want to comment on the bomb blast. Today is bomb blast. Last week or last 2 days, the Arewa's youth, like us, told our people, take your bags and go home. It seems you people don't have ear. Go home to your place. Today is bomb blast. The other day, they were cutting the women in the villages, macheting them. Today is bomb blast. And I keep on asking,
Why has God, is it that is written in the Bible, that God has turned these people's heart to be very hardened? Our heart has been very hard that we cannot apprehend the truth. We cannot see the truth. Why is it coming? I don't know what we are waiting for again. Now they are in our land. What are we still waiting for? What do we want again? We want them to come here to Europe and catch us, or to kill us in Europe. People should start to wake up. When you talk about donating, contributing to defend, we are saying defending our land. I don't know how we can defend our land with empty hand. I don't know where in the world somebody can tell you that you can defend yourself with an empty hand. Is it by going to all these herbalists for them to do odechi for you? I don't know how you are going to defend yourself. How are we going to defend ourselves, please? Let people tell us how we are going to defend ourselves, please. Please, can we defend ourselves? All we are saying is, when they said Italy is going to pay 21,000, my heart cut off. How are we going to meet up with this 21,000? But when they cut it short to 350 euro, somebody in my zone told me I'm going to pay 500. Somebody in my zone. Because said, I'm going to pay 500 on my own. Because I was thinking about 21,000. And now they have cut it short. We can make it. We can make it. It's all to put effort. 1, 2, 3 times, you finish paying it. And let me say that the director has done his job. To my best of knowledge, he has finished his job. Even if he resigns today, he has done all he could for the Biafran people. We are supposed to carry on from wherever he stops today. If he said, I'm no more fighting, we are supposed, he has trained people enough. 88 countries counting. He has trained people enough. We are not daft. He has trained us enough. We are supposed to carry on from wherever he stops today. But he's still on it. Going about from country to country. And we cannot do something that's reasonable. So many zones, people are complaining. My zone is two. In fact, we don't want to hear coordinators saying my zone is two people. We don't want to hear all these complaints. Go and settle your problem in war. We don't want all these things. We have two people. They said, because I've been waiting. The other day I saw people attacking. I've been waiting for the day they will come up and said what the director has done. I've been waiting. I followed the Switzerland. I followed the Germany. I followed those that said, I'm now somewhere. Let me not call them to make them known. But who has ever come out? I want to hear one day what the director has done that people are saying when they come out, nobody is able to say anything. The other one was asking him, are you a humanizer? God, what are people into? What is wrong with our people? What is wrong with our people? So people have nothing to do again. Brothers, as we are here, don't expect those people outside to come and fight for you. Don't expect those governors to come and fight for you. We are going to take our land by force. We are going to take it. If you do your own, I do my own. We are going to take it. People are expecting those people in power, those big people, those people in Senate to come and get the land. They are not going to get anything for you because they are servants of the houses. Those of them got where they are today because they are serving the houses. That was why they gave them that post as governors, as senates, and whatever they are. That is the real truth. So they cannot do anything otherwise. It is you who is going to revolt. Now, those of our villages, the roads are bad, no light. Who is going to protest? We are all here. Are we not here? Who are the people that is going to protest beyond the street with placards, no good road? Who are going to protest? Is it the old women? The old women, they are sharing rice for them in the villages. They are sharing tomatoes for them and abada in the villages. How are they going to do it? So many other Biafran groups has come up with one thing. I'm still waiting. Nobody has ever come with one thing. One thing. Let them tell us how much the director has eaten. Nobody has ever. People are not ashamed of themselves. Let them come out and tell us he has eaten 1 euro. The director can boast that he has eaten 1 euro. Nobody out of 88 countries can come out and say he has eaten 1 euro. What type of man is this that we have found today? It's a gift to us. If we lose this gift, let me go by his word, at 40 years' time, it will be very difficult. And by then, Oliver Chinweze from Umweri, we turn to Alhaji Umaru Oliver Chinweze from Umweri. Yes, yo. If God has to forbid, we have to donate our own.
We are not talking about the 100 euro. 13 in Italy, 13 zones in Italy. 16. Even if we do it 100 euro, it's 1,600. This is not what we are supposed to be talking of. We are supposed to be talking of the 350 euro per head or 450 euro per, for those that are married. That is what we are supposed to be talking of. And I want to encourage those in Rome here. Those people that thought they are comunque like me, that don't want to come out. Those people that think that they are Igbo Union chairman. What type of Igbo Union chairman? I am the president of Igbo Union in Vicenza. We don't make mouth with Igbo Union. We don't make mouth with our presidency. We make mouth because we are Biafrans. We are Biafrans. That is what matters. What matters is not because we are Igbos. What matters is because we are Biafrans. So you need to come out wherever you are hiding, wherever you are. Today we have so many learned men among us that are following us. Are you better than them? Do you think that that's your foolish wiseness? Let me call it foolish wiseness. You think you are wise that people are using you. Let me contribute my own. If Ojukwu could contribute and useless all his father's money, I will not call it useless, but putting all his father's wealth into fighting for you alone, and we frustrated him. Why can't you put your own, your 350 euro, and go and see them and see what will happen? A pastor is here, he can bear me witness. I'm of a Pentecostal church. Sometimes the pastors will say, empty your pocket. Sometimes even if you don't have, they will tell you, sell your shoe and bring it and sew. And we don't do it. We don't do it. Sell our shoe and sew it. We don't sew it. I don't know what is bugging people. I don't know what is wrong with our people. Where has God hidden? Why has God hardened our hearts? Or is it Satan that has hardened our hearts? Is it Satan? Why has we forsaken the ways of God? Why are we called why are we called according to the names of God? Chukuma, Chukuabiam, Chukunka, Chukunka, Chukunka. At long last, all we do, our behavior is devil. What is wrong with our people? After living here, the same people we are seeing here today. I came from Vicenza. Do you know how much I spent over here? How many of us that came from Verona, Vicenza, Udine, just to come and greet you people? You know why? Because Rome is the capital. We are ashamed of ourselves. Our office is supposed, our flag is supposed to be flying in our office here. If you people will not buckle up, national coordinator, our flag will fly in Padova. If you are not going to buckle up, our office will be in Padova. Are you people afraid of this? Are you people afraid of the zoo embassy here? We have said it often and often that all you need from there is your document to travel. What are you going to do there? They have the obligo, what the Italians call obligo compulsory, to give you your document to travel. They know me. They know you. They have to give you your document to travel. They must give you your document to travel. If they refuse, good and better for you. You go there and collect your passport. Our brother here is a testimony. He's not holding any Nigerian passport again. He's holding a Biafran issued acknowledged asylum passport. As a Biafran.
Who is the person?
Look at him here.
Well, he's going to speak, isn't he?
5 years. After 5 years, he's going to collect Italian citizenship if he likes. Not for Biafran, not for as a Nigerian citizen.
We want him to come. Listen, go and bring it.
He's going to bring it so that everybody will see it. Why are we hiding? Why are we afraid? I heard that when the rally was going on, people were hiding. Even in Padova, somebody called. What if I them, eh? They told us they will come and carry our force. Carry who? Police, we are guiding us. Police took the flag from us and told us, are you those people that their stomach was big? That 1967 to 1970. We said, yeah, they say you people has grown. Now your stomach is flat. And today you are here demonstrating. They told, who is that guy? He told the policeman, put the thing in your police car, put the flag in the front, it's you. And the policeman said, no, you know, this is police car. So I will put it on the after, I will put it in my own car. Why are we afraid? In Vicenza, the other day, I got to somebody that has been hearing of Radio Biafra. People has been hearing, people has been listening, silent listener. For he said he has been listening. After preaching to him, he said, call me the next meeting, I will be there. But why should you take so much time? Like you gave us this weapon. These people would
by now we would have faced them, would have, even we have some cleansing to do. Not even Boko Haram first. We are in the second stage and we are being forced to enter into the third stage because the fight is now coming. I think it is Igbo that said that after we say, please, Director, I rest my word. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Well spoken. This is an object lesson in those, well spoken, Oliver, well spoken. An object lesson in those of them who are afraid of Biafra. Where is the person with the paper? I will ask him questions and he will answer. That's the best way to communicate this to our people. Where is the documentation? I have here in my hand a document indicating that you are resident. One for Shedrack is resident in Italy. This is from the United Nations, is that correct?
Yes.
And this is your ID card. This is the permit to stay. You're an asylum. They granted the asylum here.
Yeah,
give a microphone, please. Turn it on. They granted you asylum. Is that correct?
Yes.
For how many years?
5 years.
How did you seek asylum as somebody from Liberia?
I seek it for as a Biafra movement of movement of actualization of sovereign state of Biafra.
You that was how they gave you this?
Yes. Yes, that is how they give me, and I still have the documents that show my winning case here from court.
You went to court in Italy.
Yes, this is.
And you did not get your asylum by marrying an Italian 80-year-old woman.
No. If you open it somewhere, you see where they write about Biafra there, that I'm a Biafra here.
This is from the court indicating that clearly. You are a Biafran.
Yes.
And not somebody from the zoo.
Yes. Yes, I read it. You can help him to.
Amazing. Yeah, he's here. He's here. It's okay. I've seen it.
Where they wrote Biafra.
I have seen it.
Director, I read it today because he can't read Italian language very well. I went through it. What the people said that his statement was actual. He has proved beyond reasonable doubt that he's a Biafran. That he came from, his words were not shaken. That was what they said. That all the facts he provided were all true. That truly he's a Biafran. And he was being marginalized in Biafran land. That was why he ran away.
And you see, this is serious, you know. And these are I have the documentation. It looks like a passport, but it's not a passport.
No, it's a United Nations passport.
And I showed them.
It's a passport.
Okay, you showed them this as well.
Yeah.
This picture of police brutality.
Where they tried to kill me.
Yes.
In the zoo.
My goodness me. Of course, other animals were attacking him.
Yes.
He was in the zoo. I don't know if you told the judge you were in a zoo. They would have made it 10 years instead of 5. Make it 10 years. That is what is happening. Thank you very much, my dear brother. That is live proof. We are sounding a bit like Pentecostal pastors in Eguwayo, but we're not cheating anybody here. The documents are here for all to see. United Nations. United Nations documentation ascertaining and agreeing that he is indeed a Biafran. My dear brother, you speak in a second. Let's take this call. He's been waiting. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are calling us from.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
I welcome you once again in Biafra, in Italy. Precisely, Rome. My name is Amadeus Chukwuma Ekezie. I'm from Olo local government, Biafra land. By special God grace, I'm a servant of indigenous people of Biafra as a PRO in Treviso zone. I'm supposed to be in that room.
But you have called us before. Has he called us before? Verona called, not Treviso. How about Damian Eliago? How about Damian? How is he?
Yes, Damian Eliago told me that he told our national coordinator, Michael Iranya, that he will not come because of some certain circumstances beyond his control.
Okay.
I myself am supposed to be there, but
I hope you people are not backsliding. Are you backsliding?
No, the national coordinator, Mikey Ryan, will tell you
okay,
more about
okay.
it.
Okay, okay. Go ahead, please, go ahead.
What I want to say this night is that, Director, I don't want your sleepless night to be jeopardized in this race. I want to say my mind. Director, especially this war is going to people of Rome and also Sicily. We invested a lot of money at Rome for your first coming. But Rome people have not yielded even a single result in this struggle. Every day keep on asking, even our national coordinator is trying, Michael Ira, he has been pampering them like a baby, like a premature baby. I don't know what is wrong with Rome people. Even today, I want to say, whether are they for Billier or are they for Masob, I don't know what is their problem. We invested there and we expect something to come out from that place. The other day, their national coordinator called him a good man. He has spoken well. Please, I pray that you withdraw that good man you called him because they are not performing anything. They are pulling Italy back. They are drawing us back. But if not because of Chukwu Obiama, Italy have to stand on their own strength. Director, I don't know what they are doing there. Ask them, any bottle of vino, red wine, the people of Rome know that where they produce it, and they will drink it and turn it outside. They use money to buy all those things. Keep on taking excuses from day to day. What is their problem? Michael Irani, our national coordinator, will tell you the efforts we made. Both their hall, everything, transportation to make that Rome start strong. Since that first time you came, nothing was coming out from Rome. But that is the capital of Italy. They are still doing what happened during the problem of North Italy and South Italy. We are the North, we were walking, and die even at the point of work. Why the South will be over there enjoying what we call it subsidy. Director, they say if you come to Rome, you behave like a Roman. Please, tell them that they are not a Roman. They are Biafrans. Let them not copy the life of Romans. Living all worldly life. This is Biafra we are talking of. Our homeland. Not the land of other people. They have had the bomb blast in Enugu. What are they doing? What is their motive there? Will you go today and they say you're still backsliding? What I'm saying this night is that let it be written. If any movement, anything that Rome did from today, if they didn't comply well today, let us stand them as they are not one of us. Because instead of them to pull Italy down, we write them off. Because Bible says, the folk will keep the problem. Cut it off. Please, Director, tell the people of Rome, I thank God you come back again and you presently at Rome. Tell them, ask them, are they one of us or not? Tonight, if they are one of us, let them tell you. If they are not one of us, let them tell you, so that we write them off from our book, the Indigenous People of Biafra in Italy. Let me tell you, Director, if all the Biafrans in this Italy compare the zones our national coordinator is calling, even Italy will be contributing £5,000 in a month. But we are there. Some of them are afraid. Some of them are talking all sorts of rubbish. Frustrated people. They don't know where they come from. Even say, when they see light, every road, maybe. I ask some of them, is it not people that fought for this light to be shining in Italy? And these good roads, this fabric you are seeing, is it not people that made it to the soil? You left your land and come to another people's land and see that everything is okay. Let them think of home. especially I'm talking this thing to people of Rome, the life they are living there is not worthy to be emulated. Let them change from this night. Let them hear this gospel and receive this gospel into their heart and their mind, so that we will move forward and achieve what we need, that land of Biafra. Thank you, Director. Keep on preaching your gospel. It's spreading all over the world. And I pray that your dream will never collapse. Your sleepless night will achieve something for Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. And I will ask a direct question. I won't mention your names. You are free to get up and walk away if you want to. But those of you who are Biafrans here in Rome, is there any reason why we should not count on you to do what you're supposed to do? If there is any reason, you tell us now so we factor it in. Is this something that we are doing or we have done that you want us to change? Is there anything happening that have caused you to go back when you showed so much promise in the past? If there is, you tell us so we don't have to put our hopes on Rome. If there is, you tell us. The microphone is here. Before we close, because we're going to close the program to have a meeting after this. Is there any reason why we shouldn't count on Rome? Any reason? Can Rome never begin? Is there any reason why we shouldn't count on you people?
Director, I think the problem of Rome, if you are not in Rome, you cannot understand the problem of Rome. And I would like us to discuss that at large. Rome is standing, and it said Rome is not built a day, because if we are going to center a foundation in Italy, it must start from Rome. And we cannot build a shadow house, because we need a foundation in Rome, and we are preparing that foundation. Because when Italy and Italians start building, it seems like it's a dream. But it's only you realize that he has done a good job after the finishing touches. And that is what we are doing in Rome. So I'm going to answer more questions maybe after the whole presentation.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes. For those of them who are still calling, we do apologize. We have to end a bit early. We are ending, say, 15 minutes early today, so we can have this town hall meeting here. We are also in Rome, or part of Rome, tomorrow. I understand. People came from very far. Our dear sister came all the way from Napoli to be here. There are people that came from all over the place. Oliver and Festus. People came from very far to be part of what we're doing here. Very, very far. So we have to meet with them and allow them to. I'm not even sure they have eaten properly as well since morning. So please, we must end the program now and then go into this family meeting. There are some things we want to discuss with people from Rome. Actually, go any more or not outside. So that's because our office must be in Rome. Rome is the capital of Italy, and we are going to have an office here. Every Biafran in Italy will contribute money to fund the office here in Rome. You pay for it. That office is where you will go. Any questions you have, you go there and ask it. That office is where you will lobby the Italian government from. Intense lobbying. If you're doing night work in the daytime, you come and volunteer yourself in the office to work. You work from 9 to 5 or 9 to 3. You devote 2 hours every day. All of you in Rome will be taking turns to go to the office to answer phone calls and to be lobbying the Italian government. We want to show you how freedom fighting is done, Biafran style. You are the ones going to get Biafra, not me. My job is to direct. The work you do is what will tell the world that you are prepared for Biafra. And that starts from Rome, here in Italy. If I'm forced to come back to Rome again to discuss this same issue, that Romans are not coming out, nobody will like me after that. Because Biafra is your own. Biafra won't come. It doesn't belong to me or my family. Biafra is your own. You cannot be in Rome, the capital of Italy. You are not working for your country. What have you come to do here in Italy? It is your responsibility, your duty. You are honor bound to serve your country. Here in Italy. How many zones?
How much is it to rent an office in Italy here? Do you pay by week or by month? Bi-monthly. Is it too expensive to rent an office in Rome?
This is Coordinator Roman Lazio. We have been working on this through the local government presidents and councillors that might, because of our struggle known here as Biafran and our character portrayed here, they are trying to help to give us an allocation that will be very, very much comfortable for us.
Okay, okay. That's very good.
Director, please, I will use this opportunity to just thank everybody that has spoken on this issue on Rome. My elder has spoken, the man that spoke last, and he has given the strategic architectural plan that we have for Rome. And director, on my welcome speech, I am ashamed, because why I'm ashamed? Not that I'm ashamed, I would have cried. There was a said that said, if I had a wing like a bird, I would have fly too high. But we are still strategizing on this foundation here, because Rome, for real, it is diversified that you must have to do a lot of homework before you can arrive. And I have promised you on my speech that Rome, we can never be the same like before. So I hope that the Roman citizens and Biafrans, they are here to hear what the director and others have said. We all shall please rise, and we shall get the result, and director will come here. Then we give him a promise, and he will see with his eyes. Director, you are welcome, and we have promised you. Thank you very much, and thank everybody all over the world, the Biafrans that are in the world. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Who else? You will say something, please, because you have a meeting, isn't it? Give him to say. Give him. Go ahead.
Director, thank you once again.
Thank you.
What I'm trying to say, I'm ashamed for all that is happening today, being that Rome is... I told you yesterday that Rome is not formidable. I am the one that says so. PRO of the indigenous people of Biafra, Rome, are here. I work under Anthony. But I joined them newly. Not that I joined them so far. But I know the type of office you want. The office you want is not just a place that we enter and then we go. No. You need permanent office.
Permanent.
Where you yourself can enter inside and relax as your own office.
Of course.
When you visit us.
Of course.
So where we get is not that kind of a place. It's not the place we get. Where we get is a place we can pay 20 euro a month. And is a common place just to enter and discuss maybe from few hours.
Can we fly and go our away. Flag in front of
they
the
They cannot allow.
Okay.
They can't, because it's not an office. That place is not an office. It's a commune. You understand me? Let us tell ourselves.
We will continue this conversation. It's very important.
Off the air, please.
Don't worry. Thank you for that. We have a lot of people here. We want them to get something before they go as well. We thank everybody that listened. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Italy. Rome, to be precise. We are back here again tomorrow or somewhere else, but we will be in the Roma vicinity to continue the propagation of this very gospel that Chukwu Abiama determined that we must preach. I consider it an honor and a privilege to be sat here in front of all of you. The only thing that propels us to say what we say to you is out of love, kindness, and appreciation of who you are. Nothing more, nothing less. And when you hold Janyi Bunobi, we don't wish anybody ill. We don't wish anybody anything other than to walk into that very kingdom of heaven upon this very earth, Biafra land. That's what we're wishing you. The way we are going to go there is through truth and honesty, and no other way. That is why we say that Biafra is our religion. And here on this very platform, Radio Biafra, is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will bless, guide, sustain, nurture, and keep each and every one of you.
But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. For now, it is good evening from Roma here in Italy. We rejoin again 7 a.m.